You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Katisha. Are you currently needing roadside assistance?
Yes, please.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, actually for my dad.
Okay. Can I have his first name, please?
Yeah, his first name is David.
Last name?
It's M-E-L-C-H-O-R. And his second last name is Hernandez. H-E-R-S-A-N-D-E-Z.
And what's the good callback number in case this call get disconnected?
It's 209-898-4179.
Okay, that was 209-898-4179.
Yes, correct.
Would you like to opt into our text message feature today where you receive text updates of the estimate time and provided with assist with service?
Yes, please.
Message and data rates may apply. Can I have your member ID number, please?
Yeah, so I have 992-6442.
Okay, that was 992-6442.
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second while I look this up for you. No, ma'am. I wasn't able to pull up that policy with the policy number that you gave me.
Okay. Yeah, because they told me that was a... I called earlier, and they said the same thing. I'm trying to figure out a different number because that's the same number that we both have. My dad and I have in our insurance they gave us. So how many numbers is it, or where can I find it? Because that's the policy number that I have.
It should be on the policy card and say policy number. I can look it up by the vehicle VIN number if you know the vehicle VIN number.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you need the last six or the last
eight? I need the whole full VIN number.
The full VIN number. Okay, let me get that for you real quick. But yeah, that one is policy number, so I'm not sure why it's not working. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Yes. He is sending me a picture of the VIN number, so that's why I'm just waiting for that.
Okay.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, so, what's the VIN number?
It's 1-F-T-R-W. I believe that's 0 7 L-4-2-K-C. Six, eight, nine, six, six. It is a Ford.
Okay, that was 1STRW07L42KC68966.
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second while I look this up for you. No, ma'am, I still wasn't able to pull up the policy with the vehicle VIN number.
Okay, so we go to acceptance insurance. They give us the name of our insurance company. They say Anchor General Insurance. It's in the paperwork in the policy card as well. Do you know if we need to call Anchor General or acceptance? Because that's the only thing we have.
You might have to, do you have roadside assistance with them?
Yeah, we should.
Because I said I'll at least call them just to see if you have roadside assistance through them since you're going through acceptance.
It is acceptance. Am I calling you? It's acceptance insurance.
Yeah, this is acceptance insurance, but you say you're going through another insurance company?
No, so I'm... So when we go to pay for insurance, we go to acceptance insurance, but they tell the insurance name in our policy, it says Anchor General Insurance. So I guess they find us that insurance as well. I'm not sure, to be honest, what they do, but that's pretty much what we have. I don't have anything else.
Yeah, you probably might want to probably reach out to that other insurance just to see if you have a different policy number with, because I know you go to acceptance and pay for it, but it could be a different policy number.
Okay.
Because I was still wasn't able to pull up with the policy or the VIN number, but I can try your first and last name.
Yeah, if you can do it with the first and last name for him.
And who's the first and last name on the policy? Is it David Hernandez?
It's David Melchor. M-E-L-C-H-O-R.
You said M-E-L.
C-H-O-R. And then Hernandez is the second last name. That Melchor is his last name too.
Okay, so you have two last names. Okay. And what's the zip code on the policy?
It's 95 to 95. What's that? His insurance in the on his policy card or in the.
Yeah, the zip code that's on the policy.
Okay, it should be 9521. He changed the address.
He said 95210. Okay, give me 1 second while I look this up for you. No, ma'am, I still wasn't able to put the policy with the first and last name in the zip code.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure what else to do because that's the only insurance we have, the only policy number to give us. So.
Do you know the effective date and producer code?
Producer code. Oh. If I have an NAIC number in there, I'm not sure if it's that one.
No man, it would say producer code on
That's
a
so.
paper.
Let's go. I'm not sure that's. I don't think that is because there's only one other number that it says that it's on the top is NAIC number, and that's it. Then.
No, sometimes you have to call your insurance company and they'll be able to provide you the producer code in the plan to the policy.
Okay, so let me I'll figure out a way to call them. I call them and they don't answer either. I'm not sure if they have roadside assistance, to be honest. Okay, thank
Okay,
you so much.
you're welcome. And if you do figure something out, just I'm gonna just note your account that you would give us a call back just in case you might get that information from your insurance company to help look up that policy for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling Roadside Assistance and have a nice day.